So welcome back to the first 60 days video on commitment. I want to talk about commitment today because I know a lot of you have watched my commitment video that I shot for you in the orientation. I think it's super important that you listen to it. And I think it's one of those things that we just can't talk about commitment enough. So I actually looked up the definition of commitment. I want to read them to you because I think it's really important for you guys to hear this. Number one is a willingness to give your time and energy to something you believe in. I need you to believe that you are not only going to try to lose your weight, but that you might lose your weight. And I know that sounds crazy. A lot of you are like, why aren't you telling me that I am going to lose my weight? I think that's great if that's where you're at. But we have a lot of brand new people in here. And I remember what it was like when I first started. When I first started losing weight, I didn't know if I was going to lose weight. You know what I was, though? I was willing to give my time and my energy into what I did believe in. And what I believed in that moment was that I was going to figure it out. I didn't know how far I would go. I didn't know anything, but I knew I was going to figure out how to have a better life. I was going to figure out how to quit letting my weight be the struggle of my life. I didn't say, I'm going to lose 100 pounds and then freak myself out and wig out. No. I had a willingness to give my time and my energy to figuring it out. I was committed. I could believe that I could keep going. That I believed that I could set aside my shame, set aside my doubts, and set aside my just let down when I would make mistakes. Like, I believed that I could learn to do that, rather than just believing that that meant I couldn't do it. So that's the first definition of commitment. And I think it's really important for you to decide, what is the time going to look like? A lot of you have a story around, well, I can't lose weight because it takes so much time. Do the math. How much time are we fucking talking about? The plan takes 2 minutes in the morning. The rest of the day, you're going to ask yourself, am I hungry? Am I satisfied? If you didn't, and then how much time is it going to take you to go get your water? Weight loss doesn't take near as much time as we think. But what we do is we use time as a really good excuse. Well, I'm just going to hit that drive-thru because I can't go home and eat healthy. It's not that it's going to take so much time to eat healthy. Because you know what? Hit the drive-thru and get a salad. Time is not your issue. You know what your issue is? You want a cheeseburger because it's going to make you quit thinking about whatever it is you don't want to think about. We have to get real honest. We have to be committed. We have to have a willingness to be committed to thinking about some of the stuff that we really need to think about. We have to be committed to becoming the kind of person who doesn't use time as an excuse anymore, when what they really want is to not have to think about what a hard day they had. I don't care if you worked late. Salad, it's going to be just as effective at fixing it as a cheeseburger. Because guess what? That food's not going to fix it. Just eat the salad and still feel miserable. Or eat the cheeseburger and then feel miserable about eating the cheeseburger. And then tomorrow go back to feeling miserable about your job. So the second definition is something that you must do or deal with that's going to take your time. So this comes back to the same thing. I must do my plan, because without it, I haven't made a good decision for myself today. When I don't make my plan, I'm leaving it up to me, hoping, wishing, and praying that I make the right decision when there's traffic, when my kids want to go out to eat. Guys, we have got to sit and we have got to do the basics. So I want you to be committed to this process. I want you to think about right now, what are you committed to doing? Are you committed to making that plan every morning? Are you committed to making it realistic, even when you think it won't be good enough? Are you committed to getting that salad in the drive-thru, even if you're breaking your plan? Are you committed to not have a fuck it moment where you're like, I'm going to get a salad, or I'm going to get something leveled up better than I usually do, because damn it, it all stops now. I am so committed to solving this that I am willing to do things that I've never done in the past, like I'm not having a fuck it moment. I'm not going to eat cheeseburgers and McFlurries. This is what I used to do. When I would be so stressed, I would go to McDonald's, and rather than ordering a kid's Happy Meal and a chocolate sundae, I would say, fuck it, because if I'm not going to go just eat a salad, I'm throwing it all away. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to order my number two, mayonnaise instead of mustard, supersize the fries, give me a Diet Dr. Pepper, and I want an Oreo McFlurry. Yeah, I still remember my orders like they were nobody's business. But I would do that time and time again, shitting all over my dreams, all because I wasn't committed to figuring it out, even if it meant in the moment the smallest of steps forward. So I want you to think, on a scale of 1 to 5, how committed are you to weight loss? And then I want you to tell us in the comments, how committed are you, and what is one thing that you are committed to doing that you never thought you would hear yourself say, that like, all right, this one day will be my level up. Like for me, the first day that I ordered a Happy Meal instead of my beloved number two, oh my God, it was a big day. Guys, I'm going to keep telling you these stories because y'all all are like, you lost weight. You give us hope. You make me believe. You make me want to commit. Well, then you need to do like me. And in my early days, it was not rainbows and daisies. It was not salads all the damn time. It was figuring out a series of small ass steps where I had to fight the urge to want to tell myself this will never work in exchange for the only thing that doesn't work is that sad ass shit I've been telling myself for years. So tell us how committed you are and what is something unique that you are going to be committed to.